पुमान शेषे सिद्धैर हृदि विमृषिता अध्यात्म पदवी पुमान शेषे सिद्धैर हरिवंशितसिताध्यात्म पदवी सा एवाद्या अक्षोर यहा पति चरसी वृत्यान अवसी नहा स एवाद्याक्षोर या पति चरसी वृत्यान अवसी ना देव उचु पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्य प्रकृतम् पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्य प्रकृतम् तमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयाने तमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयाने पुमान शेषे सिद्धैर हृदिविमृषिताध्यात्म पदवी पुमान शेषे सिद्धैर हृदिविमृषिताध्यात्म पदवी स एवाद्याक्षोर ह्यः पति चरसि वृत्यान् अवसिना स एवाद्याक्षोर ह्यः पति चरसि वृत्यान् अवसिना देवौचु पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतमुदरीकृत्य विकृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयने तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयने पुमान् शेषे सिद्धैर् हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्म पदवी स एवाद्याक्षोर ह्यः पति चरसि वृत्यान् अवसिना मार्जिस लोचो पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतमुदरीकृत्य प्रकृतम् तमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयने पुमान् शेषे सिद्धैर् हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्म पदवी स एवाद्याक्षोर ह्यः पति चरसि वृत्यान् अवसिना इट्स् अ रियली इंटरेस्टिंग मीटर देव उचु पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतमुदरीकृत्य विकृतम् तमेवाद्यास्तस्मिन् सलिल उग्रगिन्द्रादिशयने पुमान् शेषे सिद्धैर् हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्मा पदवी स एवाद्याक्षोर ह्यः पति चरसि वृत्यान् अवसिना इट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग मीटर सिनोनिम्स देव The demigods, Uchu said, Pura formerly Kalpa Apaye at the devastation of the Kalpa. Svakritam self-produced Udari Kritya, having drawn within your abdomen. Vikritam effect. Tvam, you, Eva, certainly, Adya, original, Tasmin, in that, Salile, water, Uraga Indro, on Sesha, Adishayane, on the bed, Puman, personality, She, taking rest. Siddhai, by the liberated souls. Like Sanaka, etc. Hridi, in the heart. Vimrishita, meditated on. Adhyatma Padavi, the path of philosophical speculation. Saha, he, Eva, certainly, Adya, now, Akshno, of both eyes, Yaha, who, Pati, on the path, Charasi, you move, Prityan, servants, Avasina, protect us, Wah. The demigod said, dear Lord, formerly, when there was a devastation, you conserved all the different energies of material manifestation. At that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets, represented by such liberated souls as Seneca, were meditating on you by philosophical speculation. You are therefore the original purpose, and you rest in the water of devastation on the bed of the Sesha snake. Now today, you are visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us your protection. Well, sounds like something the demigods would say. Please repeat responsively. The demigod said, dear Lord, formerly, when there was a devastation, you conserved all the different energies of material manifestation. At that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets, represented by such liberated souls as Sanaka, we're meditating on you by philosophical speculation. You are therefore the original person, and you rest in the water of devastation on the bed of the Sesha snake. Now today, you're visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us protection. Whoa. Purport by Prabhupada. Good statement, really. These pages really don't cooperate sometimes, you know. The devastation indicated in this verse is the partial devastation of the lower planets within the universe when Lord Brahma goes to sleep. The higher planetary systems beginning with Maharlok, Janalok, and Tapulok are not inundated at the time of this devastation. The Lord is the creator, as indicated in this verse, because the energies of creation are manifested through his body. After annihilation, he conserves all the energy within his abdomen. That's why he's known as Narayana, the resting place of all the Naras. Another significant point in this verse is that the demigods say, quote, we are all your servants, Brityan, give us your protection, end quote. The demigods depend on the protection of Vishnu. They're not independent. Bhagavad Gita, therefore, condemns the worship of demigods because there is no need of it, and clearly states that only those who have lost their sense go asking favors of the demigods. Generally, if anyone has material desires to be fulfilled, he can ask Vishnu instead of going to the demigods. Those who worship demigods are not very intelligent. Besides that, the demigods say, quote, we are your servants.
eternal servants, end quote. So those who are servants or devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with fruitive activities, performance prescribed yajnas, or mental speculation. They simply serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sincerely, with love and faith, performing everything with that loving service, and the Lord gives such devotees direct protection. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Krishna says, quote, simply surrender unto me, and I'll give you protection from all the reactions of sinful activities, end quote. This is Bhagavad Gita 1866. This material world is so created that one has to act sinfully, knowingly or unknowingly. And unless this life is dedicated to Vishnu, he has to suffer all the reactions of sinful activities. One who surrenders and dedicates his life for the service of the Lord has direct protection from the Lord. He has no fear of suffering from sinful activities, nor does he desire willingly or unwillingly to do anything which is sinful. Vrindavane ramana reti prasiddha bhumo tatrapi krishna balarama supadu mule shnanam param paramai krishna sutarma chuktam dandasto deva prabhupada namo namaste sangsaro dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodadi nakrama karai kavali kritasya durvashana nigaditasya narasrayasya chaitanya chandra mamadehe badavalambam jaladara shashivarno Gopaveshikishoro, Sahachara Ganavrindai, Kridamana Rajesho, Natabara Jitavesho, Nilapitam Baradyo, Jagadajananaheto, Ramakrishno Natoasmi, Vanshakalpaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyavacha, Patitanang Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I like this prayer. The demigods are offering it. They do nice vandana because they're trained up. Now they see Narayana many times, or they see them, they offer prayers to him along with Brahmaji in Kirsagar, and they know how to offer prayers with great veneration because they're worshiping the Lord in Gaurava Dasya, venerative service attitude. And at the end, they go, please help us. Please protect us. So, it reminded me of my friend, the regional secretary of Ukraine, who says that there's a joke that the Jews of Odessa, they state, may God bless you and me too. It's not bad, you know. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Abhatuna, he is asking, may he become manifest unto you. You know? And there's another beautiful verse in the 9th canto, chapter 10, verse 4. This is, I like it during Ram Navami because in that one shloka, you have the whole Ramayana condensed. And it gives a very nice benediction. It's got a good meter. Guru Arte Chaktam Chaktarajo Guru Arte Chaktarajo Vichadaranudinam Padma Padmam Priyaya Pani Sparsakshamabhyam Mijadapataraja Ya Harindranujabhyam Vaibru Pyachurpyanakya Priya Viraharusha Ropita Bruvijim Bran, Thirstab Dir Bhadda Setu, Kaladabadahana, Koshalendro Patanna. So it says the whole Ramayana is sankshipt. It's just condensed in that one shloka. Guru Varte, following his guru, his father. Heavy father, words of Dasarath. Chaktarajo, Ramchandra gave up his kingdom. Vyachuran Anudinam, and he followed Anudinam. Every day, Padma Padmam on his lotus feet, Priyaya with his wife Sita Devi, Pani Sparsakshamabhyam, whose lotus feet Ramchandra was so soft, Pani Sparsakshamabhyam, even her lotus hand touching his lotus feet, Shamabhyam, she apologized. Your feet are too soft for my rough hands. She apologized. Shamabhyam, please forgive my rough hands for your soft feet. Vayarupyach Churpanakya, and he cut off the nose of Surpanakya in Nasik. Priya Viraharusha, and in separation from his Priya, Sita Devi, Rusha, he became angry. Tashtabdir Baddhaseitu. And he crossed, built the bridge over the sea. Baddhaseitu made the bridge. Kaladavadahana, and burnt the forest of Lanka just like fire burning up a forest. Kaladavadahana, Koshalendro, may the Lord, the Indra, the king of Koshal, Avatanna, may he become manifest to you, you know, like that. Koshalendro, Vatanna, you know. So, also, Prabhupada liked to quote the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami quotes it in the Adi Leela. That, may that beautiful Lord, the son of Satri, become ever most resplendent, manifested to you. Resplendent with the mood of molten gold, he's appeared. And given what nobody else have ever given, the wonderful sweet taste of his service. So Prabhupada, when he gave a lecture on that, he goes, this is Rupa Goswami's benediction verse, blessing everyone. May that son of Mother Sachi become ever most manifested in the chamber of your heart. So sweet. So our acharyas, they're not interested. They're not like the demigods. Please protect. Sometimes Rupa Goswami has a sweet verse in the Astadasa Chandastava. I remember my godbrother, the great Shloka Shlinger, Dravida Das. You know, just like you have a wrist rocket or a slingshot that you spit marbles to hit monkeys in the rear to get rid of them. So this godbrother, he takes a slingshot and puts a shloka in it and goes, check, you know, and shoots it at you. So he slings this shloka at you. In 1981 in Mayapur, he gave me the shloka. And by hearing it, I memorized half of it. And then it was haunting you. The other pada was haunting you like a ghost. And it just haunted you like a ghost. And I couldn't handle it. And these were the days before the folio, before email, before all that stuff, right? So I called him up. I'm going crazy. Got to have the shloka. He printed it out, popped it in the mail. When I got it in the mail, here it is. Ooh, and I ripped it open. And 5 minutes, it was in the head. What is it? Ashtadasa Chandastava 11b. This is Rupa Goswami's poetry. It's Chitra Jalpa. It's painting pictures. Api Svara Mode Pratipada Shuddha Koti Madure. At every step, there is millions of sweetness. Api Svara Shuddha Koti Madure Purana Gram Antar Vahati Tavali La Rasa Jare. The wonderful nectarian sweet river of your pastimes is swiftly flowing through the villages of the Puranas. Gram Antar Vahati Tavali La Rasa Jare. That sweet pastime river of your pastime is swiftly flowing through the villages of the Puranas. Mano Vatsa Patung, but the calf of my mind, Patum, to drink. Vishaya Visha Garte has entered into the ditch to drink the poisonous waters of sense gratification. Kripa of your mercy, Yasya Turnam, take the stick of your mercy. Damaya, and control him. Damaya, Tamamum, of him. Abum, Tarnakapate, O Lord of the calves. O Lord of the calves, take your stick of mercy and draw that calf of my mind back to you. You can just envision it. Wow, there's a beautiful, beautiful forest. You know, like in Bengal, they got these little huts, water huts, you know, and the water's coming out, and ooh, and it's rushing here and there, and through the villages of the heart of the villages of the Puranas, ooh, and the calves are running here and there to eat green grass, you know, and the calves are running here to eat green grass. Mano vatsa patung, the calf of my mind is gone, vishaya vishagarte, into the ditch to drink the poisonous waters of sense gratification. And the coward boy goes, hush! And the calf goes, bark! And comes back, you know. So he said like this. So when you see the yasta, just like Shyam Sundar, he's got a yasta. He's got a stiff in his hand. When you see that yasta, you think, yeah, that yasta is for Krishna to grab me and go, and just pull me right back to him. You know, that's what it is. Kripa yasya turnam damaya tamamum tarnakapate, O Lord of the calves. Oh, wow. Just like in Gita, you know, Prabhasmi, Sasishuryaya, that he's the eyes of the Supreme Lord are the sun and the moon, right? But in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I think it's 239. This Sanskrit is a special Sanskrit poetry that he is attracting by a negative. Just like if you, Prabhupada says, for naughty children, you go, stop it! You know, stand in the corner, you know, like this. Don't do that. So the kid is thinking, they're forbidding me. Why are they forbidding me? It must be really neat, you know. So Rupa Goswami goes, it's an interesting verse. He says, Smarana bhangi traya parichatamasati vishtir nadrishtam. He's Smaran. Smaran, we remember. Bhangi traya, he's situated in a threefold bending pose. Smaran, bhangi traya, parichatam, situated. Sachi vishtir nadrishtam. And he has such a charming glance. Bhangsin yastadara, and he's holding on his flute. Mujvala, which is so sweet and charming. Chandrakena, under the full moonshine. Govindakya, the form of Govinda. Hari Tanimita, his form is so sweet. Keshi Tirtha Pakante, along the bank of Keshi Tirtha. Ma Preksta, don't go and see. Don't go. It's sweet, but don't go. Don't go, my dear friends. Stavayadi Saka, oh, my dear friend. Bandhu Sangha Stiranga, if you want family, society, friendship, and love, don't go. Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj, the brahmacharis in Finland, he told them, they're Sangatan boys, sweet guys. Lesson number one, women are more expensive than men. Lesson number two, if you can't pay, don't get involved, you know? And I thought, but wait a minute. I thought, 99.9% of the human beings, they do get involved. So putting different jokes and different things together, I crafted number three. Lesson number three, if you choose to get involved, read all the fine print before you sign the contract. Because it's not a word, marriage. It's a sentence, a life sentence. You're in jail for 40 years. Make sure you like your jailmate. You know, you better get along with your jailmate. You're stuck for 40 years. Make sure you like your jailmate. You know, that's the idea. Now, but what? We might get in Maya. Yep. Why? The Prachetas, they thought, we might get in Maya. Narayana came, they wanted to be, follow their king, old Barhi, Prachin Barhi, and they did tapasya for 10,000 years under the water, and they wanted to be kings. So they have to set an example for the Praja. So they're thinking, gee, all 10 of us, we're all boys, we're all dedicated to our elder brother, and what are we going to do? And Narayana said, because all of you are very dedicated to your elder brother, I've come, and I'm very pleased with you. So you should accept this girl, Maricha, the daughter of the trees, as your wife, as your joint wife. Sheesh. If you thought Draupadi had a heavy deal, you know, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband. Shiva goes, Tathastu. Well, you'll have five husbands. Wait, I didn't ask for that. Take your benediction back. My benediction cannot be wrong. You'll have five husbands, you know. So Draupadi got five husbands. If everybody thinks that Draupadi had a difficult time married to the Pandavas, that's nothing. Maricha was married to 10 Prachetas. Can you imagine her lakshanas, her qualities? Can you imagine? We might get in Maya, they said. And the Lord says in 4th Canto, chapter 30, verse number 18, Griheshu abhisatanga chapi, those who are of inner household life, Pungsam, those human beings, Kushala Karmanam, engaged in happy work. What's happy work? Devotional service. Prabhupada translated as devotional service. Because evidently devotional service is the only happy work. Everything else is expensive and painful, you know. So, Kushala Karmanam, Madhavartha, Yatayamanam, and they engage their topics about me, Madhavartha, Yatayamanam, the time goes by, Nabandaya, they won't be bound up, Grihammata, by their household life. That's my opinion. Gee, so that's what we have to do. Jai Gornatai, Jai Krishna Dauji, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Hup! And Jai Radhi Shama Sundali Devishaka, Tulsi Rani. Wah, wah, wah. Avatuna, may they become manifest to us. You know? Rupa Goswami has another sweet one where he says, It's in Mukunda Muktavali, shloka number 4.
Ooh.
There you have the whole Govardhan Dharan Leela in one verse.
Well.
He goes, Yajna Bhanga, when the sacrifice of Indra was broken, Rusha Chakra. Then Indra became very angry. Nuna Gora Mega Chakra, and he called the host of heavy clouds, Vrishtipura, which rained on the city. Kinnagopa, which made all the coward men suffering. Vikshana, seeing that, Upajata Kopa, Krishna's anger rose up. Chipta Savya Hasta Padma, he slipped his left lotus hand. Dharat Ucha Shaila Shadma, and he lifted the lofty hill. Gupta, and hidden below that. Gosta, the residents of Vrindavan. Raksha, he protected them. Raksha, please protect. Mom, me, Tathadya, today. Rupa Goswami said, today, Pankajaksha, O lotus-eyed Lord. So Rupa Goswami in his enthusiasm goes, just like you protected the residents of Vrindavan, please, please protect me today. Not tomorrow, not later on. Please protect me today, O lotus-eyed Lord. Woo, it's really sweet. Tathadya, it's got a nice meter. It everything lined the end padas rhyme. It rhymes. It's so nice. Yajna Bhanga Rushta Chakra Nuna Gora Mega Chakra Vrishtipura Kinna Gopa Vikshanupa Jata Kopa Kshipta Savya Hasta Padma Dara Tocha Saila Sadama Gupta Ghosta Raksha Raksha Mam Tatya Panka Jaksha. It's really good. Woo. And the whole Govardhan Hill, one shloka.
Wow.
You know. And by meditating on it, you know, by Rupa Goswami's grace, it sticks in your brain. So this verse is very nice. The demigods are saying, oh, you're so wonderful. You know, when the devastation came, then you hid within your abdomen all the living entities, and which is glorified. Your activity is glorified by great sages like Sanaka and others. And although you're sitting, you're reclining on this serpent of Ananta, please protect us. So they're asking, please protect us. Why? Well, because as Bhagavad Gita says, Tetam Bhaktva Svargaloka Vishalam Chane Punya Martaloka Vishanti Evam Tre Dharma Manu Prapanyam Gatagatam Kamakaram Kamakama Labante 9:21, that by their pious activities, they can rise up to the heavenly planets, chane punye martyaloka vishanti, but they again come back down in the form of rains. The demigods again drop down by the rains and into the grains, and then they take their birth into some lady who is destined to be their mother, like that. So when the demigods are saying, Raksha, please protect our sense gratification here. Just like yesterday from that Tulsi Stava, we were reading, Rupita tapaso briddhai tulasi tvam namamyaham. You are grown to increase austerity. Sarva vir deva patni bi kinarai shapi nandane. That all the wives of the demigods, along with the narigan that are kinaras, half lady, half horse, are worshipping Tulsi in the beautiful gardens, and they're growing her.
Why? So that they can stay there with their husband.
Just like there's a temple near our Delhi temple, you know, Santoshimata, you know. And they sing, they have this bhajan, Suki Sampatikare Jai Santoshimata, you know, like that, you know. Live happily with your husband by the grace of Santoshima. Right. Janma Mrityu Jara Dukher Dukha Doshanu Darshanam. You know, birth, death, disease, and old age. And what's really interesting is in the 7th canto, chapter 13, verse 26, the Lord is very, very, very realistic. In that shloka, it says, Tatrapi, there, dampatinam cha, husband and wife, sukanyanya ampanutaye, they want to become happy and avoid their distresses. Prabhupada translates it a little heavier than that. We won't repeat it in this August assembly. He said, they mix together, husband and wife mix together for the happiness, and to avoid their miseries, anupanutaye, karmani kruvatima drishtva, but when I see what they actually got as a result of their activities, nirvatasmi, I'm staying away from that. viparyaya, because it's exactly the opposite of what they want. That's okay, but nam karega, you can blast it. You can find fault with it. What's your positive alternative? That's in the next shloka, shloka 27. Sukham asyatmano rupam. The real form of happiness is spiritual happiness. Sarveho paratisthanum. Which comes by when you actually give up material desires. Mana samsparshaja. It is all born out of contact with the mind. Mana samsparshaja. By the touch of the mind, it has taken birth. Drishtva bhogan. Seeing their so-called happiness. Swapsami. I'm becoming internal. I'm dreaming. Samvishan. And I'm entering into that dreaming state. Seeing what they actually get is opposite what they got. I'm becoming contemplative, the Baba said. The Paramahansa told Prahlad Maharaj, I'm becoming very contemplative, internally what they got. So this material world, you only get what you deserve. I have a friend of mine. He's situated with his Dharmapadni in America. He got married, and after 4 years of marriage, they visited me in my rooms here in Braja. And they gave me their siddhanta, jointly, husband and wife together. You don't get what you want, you get what you deserve. You get the spouse you deserve, the house you deserve, the kids you deserve, the job you deserve, exactly what you deserve. Hitupade says, what is destined to happen will happen and cannot be otherwise. But wait a minute, what about karmadi nirtahati kintu chabakti bhajan? Yeah, but that's, we should not expect that. Sure, karmadi nirdahati. The devotee thinks, I deserve much more. Krishna's minimized it. I cut my finger. My whole hand should have been cut off. But I got a little cut. I'm a lucky person. I'm so lucky. I deserve much worse. That's what the devotee thinks. Now what about karmadi nirdahati kintu jabhakti bhajan? Ah, that's for the paramahansas. That's for great souls. Are you a great soul? Uh-uh. Nope. What are you going to do? We'll take shelter of Tulsi Rani. Why? Because she can do everything. Even if you're a Malechika Bacha. Or even if you are, you know, Kujati. Jiva Goswami said that she'll destroy that. Sarvartha Tatiya. She can give everything. She can do anything. She's Sarva Sobhagya Vardhani, she gives anybody's auspiciousness, anybody's Sobhagya, opulences. Vardhani, she can increase it. Whatever you've got, she can increase it. Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, she's the cause of all devotional mood. Wow. And she's Nitya Leela Kinkari, an eternal servant of Krishna. Sadhus, your spiritual master, other sadhus, they may be good people. Sadhu means who behaves properly, who knows what is proper etiquette. Brahmaji says, Yad adubhuta krama parayana shila siktas tiryak jana api kimu shrutadharana ye. In 2nd Canto, chapter 7, verse number 46, he's talking, Brahmaji is talking about devotees. I like to quote this, specifically in Russia. He says, Tevai, they certainly, they know. Vadanti, they know. Atitadanti, and they cross. Cha, along with their paraphernalia, their wife, their every. Cha means everything else. You know? Cha. Devi Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord. Who? Stri, women. Shudras, workers. Huns, Germans. Shabaras, Siberians. Abhipapa Jiva, and any other sinful people. Yad adubhuta krama parayana. If you take shelter of the Lord, who is adubhuta krama, trivikrama, adubhukrama means the devotees of the Lord who work really hard for adubhuta, for trivikrama. They're also adubhuta krama, serving the devotees. Parayana, and shila shiktas, you learn what is behavior from them. Tiryag jana api, even the animals of those devotees can cross. Kimu, what to speak of. Shrutadharana, yay, those who hold the nectar they hear. Well, Brahmaji is telling us we should become Shrutadharas. Find some nectar, hold it. That's nice. Otherwise, Ami Naropasuprai, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I am a human animal. I think it's Gitavali, Gitamala. I think it's in Gitamala or Kalyan Kalpatur. Ami Narda Pasu Pray. I am a human animal. So we're all, without the mercy of devotees, what is our benefit? We're all animals. We were destined to go down into hellish life. We're only made of the mercy of Gurudev, the mercy of the devotees. We're simply made of that. And from their devotees, we get some nectar from them and try to hold it. And even the animals are those devotees. There's, Janananda Maharaj has got a nice booklet called Krishna Consciousness and the Animals. He tells some nice stories. There's stories, you know, Padayatra dogs. You know, they came into Vrindavan and the dogs, who was this guy? And they went after him and the devotees had to protect the dog who was in the front of the kirtan, right? Shivananda Sain gave coconut, protected the dog, and Gauranga threw coconut pulp at the dog. Chant Hare Krishna. Then the dog left. Like that. There was a cat. Prabhupada kicked the cat. The cat left. After some time, they never saw the cat again. Like that. There was a Vishaka. There was one cow in Malaysia. And that cow used to sit with the ladies during Bhagavatam class. And if any spoke any language other than Tamil, the cow would fall asleep. And there was some Muslim neighbor of the owner and threw a spear to try to hit the rear of the cow. So she will be injured. So the man will sell her to me so I can cook her up for Eid. But the farmer said, nope, we're not selling this cow. And went to the devotees and other people. They found a veterinarian. They patched the cow. It took 2 weeks for the cow to heal. Then the cow brought her friends to the Sunday feast to eat all the scraps. And she would go to Mangal Artik and look at the deities and cry. That's not an ordinary cow, fellas. Janardan, one devotee Janardan, not our beloved Janardan here. There's another Janardan in Mooloolambah, Australia. He was a kid. He's like, you know, 30-year-old fellow now. When he was a 5-year-old kid, he told me stories about a wallaby from New Govardhan that her mother died in a roadkill. You know, something happened. Somebody hit the mother. And the devotees, they stopped the car. You know, and they wanted to stop the car to preach to the lady. You know, please chant Hare Krishna. Leave a kirtan for the lady as she passes her last breath. And the wallaby was in the pouch of the mother and bounced down. Gee, you guys must be kangaroos too, right? You know. And so the devotees tried to ignore the wallaby. They jumped in the car. They went down the street to a petrol station. And you know, devotees got out of the car, answered the call of nature in the petrol station. They came out. The wallaby is in the car, listening to the Prabhupada tape. Boop! They push the wallaby out in the gas station, okay? And they go down the road, about a half a kilometer or something. We'll go sell a painting to this guy. And they came out. The wallaby was inside the car. Well, maybe she wants to come home. They took her home to the farm. And she was bouncing around the farm. And she would come up and look at the deities in the temple room. Look at the deities, look at the devotees. And bounce. And the devotees, Janardan told me, we used to play with her tail. You see that palm tree over there? Yep. She used to use her fancy footwork on it. She would balance on her tail, grab onto the palm tree and go, tack, 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 and hit the palm tree. And we would grab onto her tail. And she would look like, what are you doing, my tail? Leave my tail alone. She would turn around and grab the devotees, tack, 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 and give her a few kicks. But she was a young girl, you know, this young wallaby couldn't do nothing. And the devotee kids would just laugh at her like that. What happened to her? Oh, she got big, found some fellow and eloped somewhere, and her descendants are somewhere in the mountains around the farm. These are not ordinary people. How can they stay with devotees? Therefore, Brahmaji's Tiryagjana, even the animals of those devotees, can cross. Kimu, what to speak of? Shutadhar and Aye. So our business is to find some nectar. Now, how do you find the nectar of this shloka? Okay, those who have the mentality of daivatas, they'll like this shloka. Gee, well, this speaks to you. Doesn't matter. Bhagavatam has got many things in there. Whatever speaks to your heart, memorize it. Think about it. Chew on it. Samadhigata sarvartha tatya. If you meditate on it, sarvartha tatya, Raghunath says, they'll give you all benefits. You get so many things by chewing on this shloka. You know? And Chadasi Brityan Avasina. We're your servants. Please protect us. You know, it's so interesting. The demigods are wonderful because at least they offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. Few people like Indra, sometimes they forget. Krishna brought the earrings of Aditi, gave him back his kingdom. Still, when Satyabhama wanted a parijat, Krishna took a parijat tree and Indra fought him over the parijat tree. So, he forgot. And he did so with Govardhan also. He forgot. So then he was, when it was raining in Vrindavan, raining in Govardhan, Indra could not be happy in his sabha and everything. He was so sad. So his mother Aditi said, "Why don't you ask my sister Surabhi to help you out?" So Surabhi took the form of a cow, and Indra said, "Yeah, please, mother, please help me out." So his auntie Surabhi came down, and she offered prayers to Krishna. We don't care for any Indra. We won't accept you as our Indra. Indra nastvaspi shek shamo, brahmana chodita vayam. And all, and Brahmaji is encouraging us. Avacharno shivishvadma gunar barapanutaye. You've descended here, bhumir barapanutaye, just to maintain all of us. Evam Krishna paramrantya Surabhi payasadmana. Having spoken that, Shukadev Goswami said, Surabhi offered her milk. Jalamakasa Gangaya Ayaravata Karodhati, and Ayaravata, the elephant carrier Indra, offered the Manasi Ganga from its trunk. Indra Surabhi Sakam Chodato Deva Matribihi, and Indra, along with Surabhi, pushed by the wives, Deva Matribihi, the demigods' mothers. Govinda Idi Chabyadat, he did Abhishek of Govinda and pronounced him, "You're Govinda, you're the chief of all the cows, of all the boys, of all the senses." Govinda iti chabyadat. Chodato deva matribihi. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Just do it. Just do it, Indra. Just bathe Krishna. Glorify him. Call him Govinda. Give him his name. Govinda iti chabyadat. Then, shakrain anugata chakara surabhi ye nabhishekam hare. Yadakachche jaritena nandita janam govinda kundar kriti. He said, just nearby that place is beautiful, Govinda kundar, which is so charming. Kastam ga nikarendra pata shikaram. Who will not go to that Govardhan hill where Krishna was made the head of the cow? Govardhanam nasrayat. Who will not take shelter of Govardhan hill where beautiful Govinda kund is? Wow, so charming. Raghunath says, who will not take shelter of that Govardhan hill? Where beautiful Govinda Kunda is, where so many sweet things are there. So our acharyas have been so kind to us. They've given us such nice things. So for devotees, when they look at this, Krishna conserves his energy. He's very sober because all creation emanates from him. And he sets an example for Brahmaji, creation, Srishtikam, the Pura, as in the past, Sarga and Pratisarga. The sarga, the creation is done by, the first creation is done by Narayan, and pratisarga, the subsequent creation is done by Brahma. So Krishna is very sober. He does it very soberly. Why? For the pratisarga, pratisargadmika. For Brahma, who does the subsequent creation, Krishna has to do it very peacefully. And Brahmaji prays in second canto, please, my Lord, in my service of the subsequent creation, may I not develop any false ego. So what's nice is that when he was pura kalpa adaye, a previous kalpa, then at the end of that kalpa, adaye, in the beginning of that kalpa, then devastation of the kalpa, and at the beginning of the next kalpa, then there was a partial devastation, and Brahma woke up. And the point is that Brahma's got to have something to do now. So when he wakes up, he has to have something to do. So he has to put the pieces back together of the devastation. Give him something to do. And the Supreme Lord, to protect his living entities, who are all dear to him, even if they are rebellious rascals, then they're resting within his udara, Narayana, within the... And therefore, although you're sitting situated on the bed of Sesha along the water of devastation, you are glorified by the higher planetary residence headed by Sanak Sanandan, the Chatushanam, who are very highly elevated devotees in speculative philosophies. You're the original person, Adya, Purana, Purusha, and you're resting on Shesha. Now, please help us out. You know? Because they're demigods, they're universal managers, but for their strength of their ability to carry out their specific functions, they depend. Now, you won't find this in Mukunda Mala Stotram, but it's in the second. It's in the southern declension. I happen to have it. It's cool. Sampat Kumar Bhattacharya in Fraser Town in Bangalore, he used to chant it with his buddies. And I had a tape, probably somewhere amongst all the ocean of junk in my room. There is a tape. And Sampat Kumar Bhattacharya, the Astada Vidwan, TTD, Astada Vidwan, he's chanting with all his buddies. And there are all these Brahmins, they're chanting Mukunda Mala, and they chant with about at least 10 pitches together, you know? And it's very hilarious to listen to it. You know, they got high pitch voice and slow pitch voice and different people, and they're all chanting Mukunda Mala. Baba Jala Digatanam, Dvan Babata Hatanam, Suvatuho Trakalatratran, and they're all chanting together, contest all these Brahmins. And it's like, ooh, 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 ooh. And it's so nice to hear it, you know? And it's so cool. So one shloka, it's in the southern declension. You won't find it. It goes, Yat Katum, Yat Karasyami, whatever I have done, Yat Karasyami, or whatever I'll do in the future, Tat Sarvam, Yan Mayakratum, and all that which I've done, Tvayakratum, you've done it, you've arranged it. Tu Falabuk, and you're the book, you're the enjoyer of the fruits. Tvameva Madhusudana, you are the Lord, the dispeller of Madhusudana. The killer of the demon, Madhu. Tvameva Madhusudana. Whatever I can do, whatever be able to do, is not done by me, but by you. So that's important to think about that. Whatever we can do. And Purusham Nrsu, he's the ability in man. So the demigods are praying that because they're universal department heads. And they have to do their work by their karma. But the ability to do their work is coming from Krishna. And therefore they're saying, please protect us. Does it mean protect our sense of education? Sure, that too. Please, may we stay in our post as demigods for a long time? Sure. Chiram, stay a long time. You know? Just like sadhus, you know, the benediction verse. Where does this come from? I asked one pandit, where does it come from? He said, oh, Jiva Goswami quotes it in the Sandarbhas as a common Sanskrit phrase of the day. So it's Rajaputra Chiranjiva, O son of the king, please live forever. Muniputra Mahajiva, O son of the sage, please die already. Why should you do so much tapasya? Just go ahead and die and go back to Godhead. Muniputra Mahajiva, Jivo va Madova Sado, saintly person who behaves properly, who's interested in Sat, the eternal. You may live or you may die. Jivo va, live or Madova, or die or Sado, or whatever, Sado. Ma Jiva, don't live. Ma Mara, and don't die. Vyada, oh butcher, don't live and don't die. Vyada, Ma Jiva, Ma Mara, don't live and don't die either. So, Jivo Va Marava Sado. Saintly persons can live or die. When we live, we engage the Brahma, the demigods are saying, Avasina, Brityan, Avasina, we're your servants. Protect us. What is that? Protect our brains so we may not become puffed up. We're serving you in management. Dinabandhu sent me the joke. And I pass it on to my sannyas guru. And they were busting up laughing. They thought it was hilarious. Three aspects of, three truths of management. That one bird wanted to climb up to the tree. Okay? And a bull says, you want to climb up to that tree? Just peck on my dung. You'll get energy and you'll climb up the tree. So the bird pecked on the dung and sure enough he got to the second branch. Peck a little more dung. He got in the third branch. Peck a little more and he got in the fourth branch. Peck a little more and he's on the top branch. The hunter saw him on the top branch. Shot the bird. The bird landed on the ground. The first moral of management, eating stool can get you to high places but it can't keep you there. Okay. Then, while the bird is flapping, mortally wounded, flapping, then another bird bolt came along and passed stool on him. Then, when the stool landed on top of the bird was warm, and he started to feel happy and started to sing for joy. And a cat heard him, dug him out of the dung, and ate him. So the second management solution is, not everybody who passes stool on you is your enemy. Not everybody who digs you out of stool is your friend. And when you're in deep stool, keep your mouth shut. These are different management advices. When you're in deep stool, keep your mouth shut, you know. It's pretty important. So all these things are there. Now, what can we do for this verse? We're all servants. Brityan Avashina. We're all servants. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. Whether you're managing your kopins, you're managing your room, you have some service. Everybody has some service, right? May Krishna please give us the brains. Purusham Narsu, may you give us the brains. How to worship you, how to love you. What's interesting is in the fourth canto, when Kubera wanted to give Dhruva Raja a benediction, take a benediction. Then the shloka is very cool. I memorized this in Durban. I liked it. Saraja Rajena Varaya Chodito. When that Raja, Dhruva, Saraja Rajena, the king of kings, Varaya Chodito, the best of the kings, Chodita being impelled, being pushed by Kuvera, Dhruva Maharaj, Mahabhagavati, he was a great devotee, Mahamati, and he had great intelligence. What did he ask for? The second part, it tells what he asked for. Harish Chavibre, may my remembrance of Hari never go away. Achalatam Shmatiriyaya, may my remembrance of Hari never go away. Duratya Yam Tama, because that is the only way to cross the difficult ocean of birth and death. Now Prabhupada, in the lecture, he says, who is he? He was Kuvera, the treasure of the demigods. And Dhruva, remember him, he was a very ambitious boy. He wanted a kingdom better than his king grandfather Brahma. Very ambitious. But remember that he had darshan of Prishnagarbha. So as soon as he had darshan, he said, Kachan Vichinvan, I was thinking of glass, Abhidivya Ratnam, and I got you, the best jewel. Swaman Kritarthosmi Barangna Jache, oh Lord, I have no desire further. But Prishnagarbha, he looked at his previous desire. You wanted a kingdom better than your father? Very difficult, Dhruva, very difficult, very ambitious, yet I'll grant it. Your kingdom will be Ushanara, the pole star, and all the planets will circumambulate that pole star. Like cows walking around, bulls walking around a treadmill, crushing to crush grains. They circumambulate. All the nakshatras will circumambulate Dhruva, and I'll remain there. And take the kingdom of your father, 36,000 years. What? What did I do? You know, like suppose somebody tells you, manage the temple. Manage the temple. You become the temple president. What did I do, you know, to become the temple president? Because you love the devotees more than you love yourself. You know, therefore you should be the president, you know. What did I do? You manage this temple for 10 years. What did I do wrong, you know? They'll ask you, what up or right did I do to become the temple president for 10 years, you know, like that. You know? So Dhruva, take your father's kingdom for 36,000 years. Now in Satya Yuga they lived 100,000 years, so chop off 3 zeros, okay? So 36,000 years becomes 36. Not bad. 36 years. So, small boy, 5 years old, got a benediction, take your father's kingdom also. And in due time, Uttanapad put Dhruva Raja on the chair, made him the heir apparent, gave him the kingdom. And he managed. And after 36 years, he had a young wife and 2 young children. But he stepped on the head of death and entered the Pushpavimana. Dhruva had had enough. So it's very interesting. He never gave up Prishnagarbha. Even though he had to do all the management, he never gave up Prishnagarbha. So when the best of the givers of benediction, Kuvera, richest man, the treasure of the demigods, what do you want, Dhruva? Prabhupada said, if he asked, let all the cash of the demigods go to me. He could have gotten it. But Yaksharaj knew, he's a bhakta. He's not going to ask for cash. Well, at least not Dhruva. Other bhaktas, they might ask for cash. I had a godbrother in 1997. He got an inheritance, and when he got an inheritance, he left the movement. Gee. Whereas Giriraj Maharaj, his Prabhupada said, I'll give you $1,000,000. You give up this Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada was very proud of him. Prabhupada said, no, I'll take Swamiji. But in the end, Giriraj Maharaj got his mother and his father, helped to liberate both of them at the time of death. And ultimately, the parents became proud of him. So, Prabhupada was very proud that he resisted the bribe of his father. I'll give you $1,000,000 to leave Hare Krishna's. Other devotees, they got an inheritance. They weren't able to resist the allure. Maybe they'll come back. Maybe after some time of managing it. But so, couldn't entice Dhruva. Alabandar, Yamunacharya, he has the famous verse, Yadavidya mama chitta krishna padardavinde nava nava rasa tatavati pati nare sangame smarjamani bhavati mukhavakaro sustu nishta vinangcha. My lips curl with distaste when I think, because he was a king. He got half of the kingdom and he was ruling. And you know, kings and women and a lot of opulences and like that. And ultimately, by the Sri Vaishnavas, they gave him with some budgie, some special budgie that only sadhus like. And they got him back. And said, now that I'm relishing the taste of your lotus feet, when I think of material enjoyment, I spit on it. Prabodhananda Saraswati, speaking about spitting. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad and Vrindavan Mahimamrita mentions that the birds of Braj, they're sitting on the trees, and they're just great sages. And they decry, with their chirping, they decry, they debate, and they decry the uselessness of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And they spit twice on insignificant sense gratification. Toot, toot, kriti. Even the Sanskrit, toot, toot, you know, it sounds just like you're spitting. Toot, toot, kriti. It's interesting how Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad says it. Spits twice on insignificant dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. The birds of Braja are chattering in the trees. And they talk about Radha and Krishna, and they rebuke the insignificance of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and spitting twice on sense gratification. So this is Braj. So how do we take this verse? Oh Krishna Balaram, oh Radhesham, oh Gornitai, please help us in our service to you. We're eternal servants. It was very interesting. I remembered that. I think it's Quraysh, disciple, I think, of Ramanuja. Huh? Yeah, Quraysh. I think he was fanning Varadaraja? Is that sadhu? He was fanning Varadaraja in Gauravadasya Baba. And he's fanning Varadaraja and he's asking Prashna. He's asking questions to Varadaraja. He asked some 10 questions. I apologize. I don't remember all of them. They were good. And Varadaraja was answering them. The one that I remember, he goes, my dear Lord, what happens if your devotee dies and he's dying in a comatose state and he's unable to remember you? What will be his destination? And Varadaraja said, I will think of him. So it's very wonderful that when you think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna thinks soberly how that devotee can be uplifted. How nice. How charming. I was meditating on the verse of... I think it's 3.2.23, like that. Ahobaki yam stana kala kutam. Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy when he heard that. Just tell me who's a more merciful master than he, that even though she smeared poison on her breast to kill him, still she elevated him to a nurse. How? Tell me a more merciful master. Yeah, you want me to tell you who? It's Tulsi Rani. Pundarik said that. Krishna says, matak parataram nanyat. Kinchadasti Dananjaya, right in 7th chapter. But Pundarik says, Tulusya na param kinchid. Hey, wow, that's far out. There's nobody higher than her. Why? Yeah, because of her, pravitrato loko, the public become purified. Vishnu Sangena, she gives the association of Lord Vishnu, her husband. Vaishnava, the whole world turns to Vaikuntha. Wow, nobody better than her, because she purifies us, she gives us Krishna. And Haridas Thakur said, Nirantara Nam Lao. Chant Krishna's name constantly. Kara Du Tulasi Sevon. Serve Tulsi. Acharet. And very quickly, Pabitabir Krishna Charan, you'll get Krishna's lotus feet. That's 137. The fruit of it is in 141. When Lakihira, the material nature personified, did exactly that. Charva Ukupavas Indra Damono Hoilo Premaro Prakash. When she, instead of eating regularly, she ate whatever she got as madhukari and she chanted. And when the senses came under control, symptoms of prema emanated in her body. Wow. So that's the fruit of Rani's chaya, of Rani's seva. That's the fruit. So this is the whole thing. Then we can offer heartfelt prayers like the demigods are offering. Brityan, Avasina, we're your eternal servants. Please protect us. You think of Krishna, Krishna thinks of you. Or like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj told me, I traveled all the way back from Ukraine to get his darshan a month before he left. And it was May 30th, 2005, just a month before he left. And I went to his room with about four sannyasis. And I asked him, he was lying on a cot. He wanted his deed prasadam, but I said, I got a question. Okay, shoot. Make it quick. How do you balance in the renounced order? And immediately all those four sannyasis, they all lean forward. What is Bhakti Tirtha Swami going to say now? First, his humility came out. You're looking at one of the most unbalanced of all of them. That was his humility. Tell me more, Maharaj. Then he looked at me and he said, I was trying to get more stops in my round-the-world ticket, thinking I would cheat the travel agent. Tell me, Maharaj. But what was I cheating? I was only cheating my body. Tell me, Maharaj. Yeah, whatever. Tell me, Maharaj, whatever you want. Yeah, tell me, Maharaj. Cheating your body. Talk about bewilderment, Bhakti Tirtha said. I would be in West Africa, and then I would jump on the bird, and I would go to North America. Before my body clock got used to the new time zone, I'm already in Australia. Talk about bewilderment. Tell me about it, Maharaj. How do you do it? You may never figure it out. Well, then where's the justice then? I asked him. If we can't figure it out, where's the justice? Then he pointed his finger and gave this upadesha that I'll never forget. Wow. Ooh. You may never figure it out. Where's the justice? You try. He pointed his finger at me. You try to make a concrete impact on the hearts of everybody you meet. And if you do so, Lord Chaitanya will cover the bases. Now that is American parlance for covering the bases means it's a game, baseball game, and you have all the four diamonds with loaded, and you just hit one ball and you run and everybody runs home, makes a home run. You just hit the ball very nicely and run like hell, you know, and Garanga will help you cover the bases. So when he said that, I thought, wow, that's what we want. We have to make a concrete impression on the hearts of whoever we meet, and Garanga will help us at the end. We're all strange. Some of us are a little more stranger than others, right? Everybody has got a few loose screws, and some people's screws are a little looser than others. But what's amazing is Garanga, he's within the heart of the cockroach. He can tolerate even the cockroach. He's the source of all living entities. Krishna Daujir, Jagat Janana Hey To, the source of all living entities. Rama Krishna Tosmi, therefore we offer respects to them. How powerful they are. They're sweeter. They're so kind. They're so compassionate, and they have time for you. I'll never forget it. It was actually a quote in March 25th in 1971 in a Bhagavad Gita class in Bombay. Prabhupada said, you take 10 steps towards Krishna, and Krishna will take one step towards Krishna, and Krishna takes 10 steps towards you. And I remember as a new bhakta, the devotees were bantering that about like anything. You just take one step toward Krishna and Krishna takes 10 steps toward you. I remember walking home from the temple, probably on a Wednesday night, full moon night, walking over the railroad tracks contemplating. What? He's going to take 10 steps to a jerk like me. Ordinary stupid American kid. What is my qualification, 15-year-old kid? Your only qualification is what your parents make of you. We don't have any qualification. How amazing. God is going to take 10 steps to a jerk like me. How quaint. How charming. How pacifying. Yes. Sanityo nitya sambandha prakritascha paraivasa. He's eternal and has eternal relationship. Prakritascha paraivasa. We're all eternal. We're all spiritual potency of Krishna. We just, Vrindavan Dham means we just try to love the Lord with our tanuvan manobi, with our body, mind, and words. Just try to love them and try to think of them. And sakam vacham spriyaniyam vadanti. And with me, they talk very nicely, which touches me, Kapila Dev says to his mother. They talk very sweetly, which touch me. That's the whole essence. Love the Lord, talk to Him, hug Him. But we must understand that Krishna is very chatur. He's not interested in what you put in front of Him. He wants what's behind your back. Your kam, krodha, lobha, moha, matsari. He wants you to give that to Him. When you give that to Him, then He gives Himself in charity. How sweet. And He's waiting. And He's very chatur. Very chatur. Yeah, you gave me that. Very good. Now just give me this. Why didn't you give me this? I wasn't planning to give that. Today I was going to do Sankshipt Puja. I was going to try to make my puja a little early. I wasn't planning to give Him. Just give me a garland. Okay, now give me chandan. Yeah, it'll only take you 5 minutes. Just give me some chandan. Yeah, it'll only take me 5 minutes. Grind some chandan. Okay, I'll decorate you with chandan. Yeah. Now, I was in Dubai once. I made Him a khichdi. Khichdi, khichdi. Where are the sweets? He does it all the time. He wants something. Steal something. Give me this. It'll only take you 5 minutes. Just give me this. Add it up. It's an hour and a half. Chatur. He's a very smart fellow. He wants to steal. Steal all your time. Sure, just give it to me. And if you're not going to give it willingly, I'll steal it. And our business as devotees is to assist Him whatever He wants to steal. Sure, let the deity steal all the love of all their servants. We'll help you steal it. Just steal all their love, all their service. Come, come. Render service to Radhe Shyam, Kanu Dauji. Come, come, come. Come on. What do you have to serve them? Serve them with your love. Let them steal it. Because when they steal it, then they give themselves back to you. How sweet. And if we help them steal it, then they'll tolerate their pujari. They'll tolerate us. How could they tolerate our stupidity, our offenses? Knowingly or unknowingly, we're committing offenses. You want a trick? Dvadashi jagare ratro. Yapatit tulasi stavam. Dvatrim shara paradam shaksham yate tasi keshava. Lord Keshava will indemnify the service, the offenses, knowingly or unknowingly done by the servants who stays up night on Dvadashi night chanting tulsi stava. Well, you serve Tulsi Rani, Krishna will indemnify your seva aparadhas. Isn't that a good deal? Yeah, it's a great deal. Anyone should do it. Then we can do it. And one-stop shopping. The demigods are offering prayers. Yanamule Sarvatirthani, the Madhva state. At her root, all the holy places are there. Yana Agre Sarvadevata. At the top of Tulsi, all the demigods exist. Yana Madhyai Sarvavedaischa. In the middle of Tulsi, all the Vedas exist. Tulasi tvam namam yaham. I have to find that pramanam. I'm still digging for that. I don't know where it's from. I suppose I have to cry a little more. Pundarik says, Tulasya sakala deva vasanti satatangajata atastamarchaya loke sarvan devan samarchayan. With Tulsi Rani, all the demigods exist all the time. Worship her, thereby worshiping all the demigods in this world. Well, it's one stop shopping. In one dukan, you get everything you need. All of your saman. By serving Tulsi Rani. Now it's funny. Vidya, because nectar devotion says, worship the Myra Balantri. Worship the Vatri. Like that. But in Los Angeles, there are no Myra Balan. There are no Vatris. So Vidya wrote a letter. Prabhupada, how do you worship those trees? So Prabhupada said, just worship Tulsi Rani. That will include all tree worship. When I read it, I thought, Prabhupada is just telling her daughter, oh, come on, why are you troubling your brain, my dear daughter? Just worship Tulsi Rani, forget it. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. You know, this is the mantra for fundraising. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. So I thought Prabhupada was just trying to put off Vidya. My dear girl, my dear daughter, why are you troubling your brain thinking how to worship the banyan tree, the amla tree, the vat tree? How do we worship these trees? These trees are not in Los Angeles. Just worship Tulsi Devi. All that includes all tree worship. But when I saw this shloka, I thought, wow, Gurudev really meant it, literally. By serving you, you are serving all the trees. Gee. Well, of course, the eight names of Tulsi in Brahma Vibharata Purana is Pushpashara, the essence of all flowers. By offering one manjari, you get the benefit of so many flowers. Who's got time to collect all those fragrant flowers? You offer one manjari, the fruit comes. Wah. Cheap and best. Cheap and best. Just love her. Just offer pranam to her. Just bow your head and just drink the water from her roots. And desires of perfection will grow exponentially in your heart. Sarvaso bhagyavardhani sasta. Cheap and best. And you'll get Krishna on a platter by her grace. How amazing it is. So we should do that. And one-stop shopping by serving Tulsi Rani. The demigods will also be included without having to bribe them. You just love her. You just love her in Braj. Huh? She will open up any door to service you want. And any anartha you've got, you pray to her. She'll help you destroy that. Like any mother, she will protect her child and give you the brains. She will do anything if you please her. Therefore, Hari Bhakti Vilas says, Kirtamayush tatha sukam balim pushtim tatha dharamam talosi tvam prasida me. Oh, Rani, please be merciful. If you please with me, then you can give kirti, effulgence, ayush, duration of life, tatha sukha, happiness, balam, strength, pushtim, nourishment, tatha dharamam, and religiosity, if she's pleased. Try to please her. Try to love her. Offer her to Krishna. Huh? Think of her. Chant her names and glories. And serve, and you'll get Krishna on a platter. The Krishna you want, the relationship with Krishna and Gauranga you want, she'll help you get that. She can do anything. Je tumara sharana loy tara vansha purna hoy. What is the meaning of that statement? That by taking shelter of her, all of your desires will be fulfilled? But still we don't know. Therefore, Sananda Kumar's statement was really good. 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. If you're not ready to sweat for her, don't think you'll know who she is. You'll never know who she is. I thought, wow, what a vijnana. That is so powerful, that must be there somewhere in the Sanskrit. 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. If you're not ready to work for her, you'll never know who she is. Avrata. She'll be covered over. But they will reveal themselves to somebody who they choose. Fortunately for us, she's very kind. The internal potency of the Lord is very merciful. Hey, we need all the mercy we can get, right? Fortunately, she's very kind. She just attracts you, drags you to her lotus feet, purifies you, and everything becomes wonderful. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Kya ho gaya? Are babri. It's 20 after 9. I didn't even think about it. My God. Excuse me. Mama Sarvatosha Akshamyatam. Please forgive all my faults. You know? Like a 20-minute late fault. You know? Sorry. Hare Krishna. Look at that. Margaya. Look at that. Hare Krishna. Yeah. What a shame. Hey, who's the recorder? Who's the recorder wala? Who? Tell him I need 18th, I need the Gita class I gave him. Hey, Kai, whoa, soon. I need Atara Tariko and April Atara Tariko. I need the class I gave then and the Gita class also. And today also. Kindly give. Burn on the CD or something. Give. Thank you, sir.
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna, Krishna.